Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, y'all? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul, KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
It's your man, Mastermind, the Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. It's the Murder Master Music Show.
Yo, Chris!
It's the Murder Master Music
Mac
Show.
Jay!
It's the Murder Master Music Show.
UCLLife.com.
It's the Murder Master
Jimmy
Music Show.
On the beat.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. It's the Murder Master
Caliber
Music
007.
Show. It's the Murder Master Music Show.
Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much shine, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me, if you call that hip-hop. Niggas with hot spades and fluorescent flip-flops. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Mac J.
Yeah, what up with the press?
Mac J, we are summoned to lead this mission here. We have to find the narrator so he can narrate to this story, because we don't have that authority to do that. We need RBX.
No. Exactly.
That's
the originator, the realness.
He is the fucking murderer, actually. He drops bombs like Hiroshima. Here he is, RBX, folks. How you doing, RBX?
What's going on, y'all?
What's going on with it?
And first and foremost, and thank you for coming back on the show. It's always a pleasure and honor to have you on the show. How have you been, man? Been good?
Oh, man, I've been maintaining, you dig? Other than this music. I mean, I had to rap that week to rhyme thing down pat. But, you know, I had to, you know, the game don't just sit around and move around. And you know, got, you know, the streaming, and we got, you know, the internet and the downloads and all that. So I'm just trying to, you know, keep my business hand on and to do that thing here. But, still stay focused and not let the music flip off.
Yeah. Everything's changing right now.
Everything just changed right now with the situation that just popped off in Paris. They got the climate, the world changing. But everything is active.
Yeah. Everything's in constant motion for everyone. We're all in this giant rat race.
So you can't just sit around twiddling your thumbs and think it's going to stay the same, because that's when you lost.
No, you got to definitely move with this shit, or you're going to basically be stagnant.
Like, I see some of the homies just caught up in the matrix, like, they don't like change, you know? I understand, I love the Run DMC era, too, the old B-Boys, but that time is gone. We can remember and reminisce about it. But you can't dwell in it. It's gone. You can bring it back on certain levels, but that era, we got it's not 85 or 95 or even 05. We moving on.
So it ain't even 2010. It's fucking
that
seems like 50 years ago already.
No more. Get it active, man. It's just moving at light speed. Get with it, man. Y'all know the rest. So we gotta do it on all levels with the music, with the business, with the whole vibe of the situation. So activity, that's the word I use. How y'all doing over there, man?
Doing great.
Oh, we good, man. Just, you know.
Yeah, y'all gotta pardon me. I'm over here by the airport right now. And I can't predict the patterns of these big old jumbo jets with the Rolls Royce engines, and when they come through rumbling,
When I lived in Memphis years ago, I used to live right by the airport. So all right, you know what I'm talking about.
Man, and they command their respect. They like, yeah, we don't care about your conversation. We should have run with you. And you just deal with me real brief. All right,
thank
God, we good.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you sent me some music over the past couple of days. Shit is definitely heated. Now, this is not off the Liquid Metal Project, which you're going to be doing the rock and roll.
No.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
No, this is just
something totally different.
Yeah, this is a special release from. Pressure release for my tire won't blow up from all the air, you know, for her. I was just working on joints, and then, you know, when things got bad for me, I was working. When things were kind of better, I was still working. Whatever, I just stayed working. And when you stop and realize, hold on, the homie hit me up. He was like, man, you got all this? And you ain't busting? You need to start busting, dog. So, what you hearing is the beginning of me starting to bust.
Oh yeah, that's what's up.
So I even got down to the meat potato shit. I'm just like, oh, got this joint. What about this? Don't you know this? I don't know. Is they gonna want to be on project? No, they're not on the project. What? Oh man, the world got to hear this, dog. You tripping? Okay, well, I got the homie coming up with Scott coming up. Let me shoot him a joint. Let me just start unload, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, hell yeah. Let's give him a Mr. Saw. Tell him about this one.
You gonna run it?
Yeah, you there, X?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Tell him about this one, Mr. Saw.
Oh, well. The homie Riff Raff had a track, and that's another one that we just had sitting around. It's been sitting around for a while, and Riff was like, you know, what you want to do with the track? I was like, the track is from acting, bro. I was going to do it by myself, but I was like, I need to bring some of the youngs into the fold. And, you know, some of the cats that got spit, different flavors. I like the old sound of hip hop, where you had a couple cats on there give the joints some coherence, so it don't just be one sided or sounding one kind of way. Certain joints, you gotta just do the group therapy type thing. So that's what that was all about.
Okay, definitely. We're going to go off into this one, then we're going to come right back. We're going to ask you a few more questions, and we got more music, and we're going to talk about the upcoming projects you got. So don't go nowhere. Just be right back with RBX.
With all 10 toes in the paint, West Coast uncut, Riff Raff, is you ready? Calm down! Ha 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 ha. Picasso. Calm. One ball. Cab. Narrator unknown.
Soon as he opened up the back door. stumbled in, back soaked, it's black, so let that cold, let that froze, let's go. Started burning candles in a room full of black smoke. He don't take a walk inside the woods without his axe though. Plus he got a chateau, you can stay shackled, you just ain't leaving. You just got a blast though, on my Charlie Manson. When I put my hands in, decapitate the body, still dancing when I land in. And it's what they all get, only for the paper. And why? They die, cause survival's my nature. And hate you, face you like a pig with a poker. Light a cig, I'm a smoker, with a grin like the Joker. Soon as I begin, in a second, confessing they sins. Less is the pressure from my presence, they beg it to end. Hold up, another victim at the chop shop. Guess I better clean up, push broom, spot mop.
No, no. You dig? And it was all premeditated. Ready now. LBC. One ball. Fire the cannon, son.
I'm a loner with a long list of followers. Bars be a stoner, boner bitches till they powerless. Squad full of killers and leaders with no apologies. They starved by life and it's nothing to acknowledge it. Stumble on my property and properly get dealt with. No grace, no mercy, I'm just selfish and sadistic. Excellent with weapons, hit my victims from a distance. Hit them so good, I don't kill them when I hit them. Drag them to the cabin, chop their ass up for dinner. Ain't no time for catching feelings when your mind said I'm winning. Forget it, my nigga. Ain't no forgiveness, my nigga. Amongst killers, I don't really ask permission, my nigga. Slow the chopper, hit the streets and get it popping, my nigga. Trigger happen, get it clapping when it's acting, my nigga. We gorillas with the tactics, just attacking you bitches. Ain't no flinching in this business, hope you pussies bear witness, cause I'm the realest.
The realest. Next. Last but not least. Narrator. Defender. Once again, the land, motherfuckers. The land. Now throw your W's up. Now let's play the game like rock, paper, scissors. The scissors cut the paper like the water cut the rock. Plus, I heard the street sweeper might chop the block. And you can't chain them down, Mr. Saw, cut the lock. Precise with the laser beam, shut the place down. Play my position like the four horsemen. He's been firing a way that they can rock me. Then he got cocky, I knew like the knock. Run through like Gensu, Bensu. Like pussy, more sushi on the menu. That's where the wreck is. X for Lexus, more massacre than them chainsaws from Texas. Fall back, let me show you what the raws do. Diamond shining on the blade, Mr. Saw too. Watch it, got a sniper lens, saw you. Attached to a Kalashnikov, saw true.
The land, motherfucker.
The land.
The land.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. X, that's slapping. Now, you said that's just something that you just had, that you did a while back. I can only imagine what you got in the vault.
I tried to get Jiggy and call the homie on some releasing a joint, and he was like, man, don't you even do it. He was like, that joint still got to get, we got to get the visuals for this video. It's a joint I did with the homie New Birth Bridge. It's called Fallen Soldiers, and I was gonna run it. He was like, "Yeah, nah, it's a little bit too, you know, serious on a whole nother campaign to just squirt it out like that." These joints that you're hearing, they're not they sacrificial either. They you know, we had a lot of business with the paperwork and whatnot. It's just that I was picky with the projects. And I was just like, yo, I'm going to make a statement. You know, I know you don't really got to use a sledgehammer when you hit an ant, but I figured, why not? Just go ahead, hit the ant with the sledgehammer, see what it do. And I wanted to make sure that the projects made sense. You know, they wasn't scattered, and you had a bunch of stuff over here, you had a bunch of stuff over there. I kind of wanted to keep it on an even keel. So, well, we about to get it done, you know. But the fun thing about it is it's doing joints. So now that when I'm sitting and I'm talking to all my cats that got the radio thing and platforms for Bubba to play joints, I could always have something just always off the cuff and fresh. I don't hear a lot of freshness nowadays.
No,
yeah,
no you don't.
You sure don't.
No,
and
we,
that shit right there was fresh as hell. I had to fire for
you
and shit.
We hear no freshness. We need fresh. Remember back in the days you hear something, as soon as you hear it, you was like, oh, that was fresh.
Fresh. Hell yeah, fresh
that
as hell.
Fresh. That was fresh. And that's what that's the kind of feeling I'm on. Everything was kind of sounding. I mean, I don't have a problem with R&B because at the time, you know, sometimes R&B is what you need, but when you got to hip hop, which is a different genre than R&B, sound like R&B, I had a problem with that. Hip hop is supposed to have a boom, 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 and when you start losing that, you start losing me. And the beat starts sounding different because you ain't got that boom, boom, bap, bap to slap that rap off of, and it changed the dynamics of things. And I wasn't with that, so that's why I kind of stuck with the stuff you just heard.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's dope, man. Hell yeah. But I was just thinking the same thing, because every time me and Prez hear a new cut, and we always say, like you were saying, fresh.
Mac, Mac's call just dropped. Call back in, Mac. But I saw a phenomenal picture post on Facebook. I believe it was you, Lady of Rage, CPO.
Uh-huh.
I think
yeah.
Somebody else. That's right. The premiere straight out of
company. Yeah, that's Kate Tom.
What was that like being with everybody to see that? You know, say West Coast biopic.
Oh man, it was a beautiful look. You know, sometimes I get caught in my ways. I just be chilling and whatnot. So the homegirls, I had a couple of homegirls was like, "You need to get out and go mingle with the people because you ain't seen some of your homies." And it was actually a good look. I don't mind seeing the loved ones and the camaraderie and all that, and all the shenanigans that go with it, like you know. The parking and the woo woo woo. Sometimes that shit just and more over something that you can't control. That's the traffic in L.A., especially at prime time, especially like at 5 o'clock, and everybody getting off work. It takes you like 10 minutes to get somewhere. I mean, it takes you like maybe 45 minutes to get somewhere. It would normally take you 5 or 10 minutes. So you got to add that up a couple times. This shit just be getting annoying sometimes. Not to complain, though. I just be like, I like to dip. When I'm dipping, I'm dipping. I don't like to be stagnant, caught up in traffic for 3 hours. Like,
yeah, fuck
that
shit
annoys
that
me, man. Yeah, maybe it's just me, but it just annoys the shit out of me. So I had to go ahead and go there and put the smash down. I went down there. When I ended up having a good time, you know, as soon as I walk in, I see K-Tone, I see CPO, then I see Jinx. Then I see Cooking Odd, and I see JC and Tim, and then not only see, I seen Dre, but he was on the other side of the thing, and then I seen Warren G, and then I ran into Dre after the movie. I went, you know, hollered at my dude real brief, just to keep it, you know, cause 1-100, hollered at Q real quick, you know, from a distance. Naturally, I've seen Snoopy, so I hollered at him and Dash, and then I bounced about it, but it was a really good look.
Yeah, it definitely, you know what I'm saying, it seemed like a West Coast unification,
You know, then we stood outside and everybody was there. Jimmy, shout out, Rub, At Will. Who else popped up? Man, I seen all my troops. Like, for real, for real. Everybody was just moving and grooving. And they had to set up real nice, man. It was a real big type situation. You smell me? So,
yeah.
After that,
I heard somebody talking about a Death Row biopic. Now, we've interviewed a lot of the guys from Ruthless, as you know. A lot of the guys, you know, many of them, as a fan, I felt were left out of the film. Do you feel that's going to be the same way with the Death Row biopic, if they choose to make one?
I mean, you know what? People have been, and I don't know if my answer is kind of weird, but it's actually the way I feel. I don't never feel slighted, you know? I know what happened. I was there. I was a major instrument in the whole thing. So, in some areas, I just don't even really want to revisit that shit. Like, ooh, it wasn't the most beautiful time. It was a good thing for my career, but it wasn't like, you know, something that I'm going to glorify, especially the way that I was moving. I ain't trying to bring none of that shit up. Some of that shit need to just stay where it's at. And if they choose to use my likeness in a flick, cool. But am I running and trying to be all in the limelight, dancing all in the video? Probably not.
Yeah. Probably not.
It's something popping, and it's got to be like, yo, this right here, remember? Okay, go ahead and run that. Because you got to understand, I'm still on the block.
Right.
You know, if I had done that and retired somewhere and be like, put my feet up and whoop, it might be a different situation. But I'm still pretty much moving around. I can't get caught up in no shit that happened 15 years ago and get funky right now while I'm on the block. This shit is real.
Right.
Shit don't change.
You don't know what to say.
Yeah, shit don't change because it's a movie. And on the block, you can't say cut. Shit is real. So I don't really want to get bringing none of that old stuff and somebody left you feel some kind of way because they seen some shit. I ain't got time for that.
I don't think nobody really got time for that shit.
You're continuing
to write your history
right now. So your story is far from over anyway.
Yeah, I'm still making my shit. You feel me?
I'm still narrating. I'm still drawing the picture. Like, I don't know how you can't conclude it just yet. So I wouldn't know how to, you know, they can speak on that part of the thing. That'll be a good look. But yeah, that's just a fraction.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, you got much to do, but you got a solo album coming out. When is it dropping, X, and what's it called?
I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna tangle it up. I was the rock joint got bigger than I thought it was gonna be. You feel me? I started working on it. I thought it was gonna be something. High then, really started paying attention to what I was doing and really just turned off all the way on everything else except rock, you know. I was listening to my rock. I was deep into my Jimmy. Jimmy Hendrix is cold, you feel me? Yeah. So I went and did my research, so it ain't just going to be no fraud. And then it started getting better and better, and now we just got to find a home for it, so... Opposed to me trying to drop it sideways with some weird channel and just really just mess the whole thing up. I'm striving to see if I can find at least a good investor. Not so much a company. I don't really need to get nobody all in my cha-cha. It's our reason. We done did everything we need to do. Artwork solid, music solid. We just need to do the business side of things. And so that's where we at with it. And that's why it's going with I wouldn't say on the shelf, but just holding back because I don't really want to mess it up.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
And then, you know, a lot of these guys, they fast talking and yada yada. I'm like, yeah,
I've been in the game long enough to know when you bust your gun like that on a whole number, when you bust it well. Don't side bust or drop it on the ground. I don't want to do that, so I'm just taking my time with it because I know when cats hear it, it's going to be like, oh, snap. No, he didn't.
Right.
And they're going to get to biting, and I ain't really worried about that. I got my own lane car. I just want to make sure that I could get it to the people, you know, in case I might have to get hard copies, man. I want to make sure I got enough copies to get to the people on the first wave opposed to the second wave.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. You're taking your time with it. You're looking. You're going through the proper channels. You're looking for, like you said, you're looking for a home for it. You know, and,
right.
And really, it's a no-brainer for anybody out there listening that's serious. You know what I'm saying? Get at, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
put up
yeah,
some
yeah.
fucking paper.
Yeah, but that's what the whole the twist is. We not coming to them like no artist. Like, nah, we don't need you. We're asking you to come be part of this experience with us. That's the whole thing is, and kids right now, is they done got themselves conditioned to, they bossed up and they just overstanding this and they don't understand when a good situation comes to them because they too busy riding and roller coastering off their ego.
A lot of ego tripping going on right
now. Yeah, this is not an ego trip, homie. You want to come over here with an ego trip, and the power that I have is to tell you no. I'm cool. I don't need you. No. No. So you want to run over here with that, and as soon as you get the popping off, woo, like, oh, get this, my artist, make it out of here. This is not an ego thing, and I'm not your artist. We businessmen. This is a business situation, a business venture. I am the label, the music, and the yada, yada. You are the financier. Everybody play a position, we're going to be all right. We don't have no problems until we can't start doing over and above.
Yeah, and that happens way too much. I see that
way
happening.
Way too much, man. Nobody want to be talked down to or reduced. Nobody. So at this stage of the game, I can't allow that by nobody. And I know what I got as a businessman is going to sell. So let's sell this product. That's all we're trying to do is sell the product.
Exactly.
It's all the emotions have been taken out the game, all that friendship, love shit. We businessmen. Let's sell this product.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen
they
people
understand that they thinking something else, but that's what it is. And then when you don't, you know, kowtow or come to their parties and whatnot, they think you hating. But no, it's not hating. I'm a businessman now. We've grown up, and I don't like going to parties. Be too many strange people. And then I go to school,
I second that. That's so 1993 and 94.
Like a gang of people, so
I'm an old man now, goddammit. I got priorities.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Like, I ain't that social butterfly, right? If I don't know you, if I know you, we gonna bubble. But at this stage of the game, all we need a gang of new friends and just be sometimes. People just stare at you, you know, like it's low-key celebrity shit. I ain't really used to it. But instead of somebody stepping to you and be like, yo, what's good? Let's go build, son. They'll just stare at you. And I'll be like, yo, why is you just staring, son? You got something to say?
Yeah, exactly.
I ain't no fish, bro. I don't appreciate that, nigga. This ain't fair. What's that? Speak to me. What's that? Okay, that's what's up. Oh, you want a cigarette? No, I don't smoke no more. Oh, you need a light? I got you. That's what I'm like. Peace. And then do it moving. I'm that guy. So that's where I like to move with, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, no bullshit. Just get it done. You know, forget about all the rest.
Well, and that's what we have with the Rock hit. And then I did speak to some of my business constituents, and they was like, yo, that shit ain't no shit to wave. That shit is not light. Like, don't just be sleeping on playing that shit. Make sure you go get all your, because niggas is going to bite that, and I'm like, I ain't worried about it. Yeah, I know you an ex, but still, protect yourself, man, because you're going to do a lot right now. That right there is something you need. That's your little baby. You need to hold that down. And at first, you know, I was like, okay, I just wanted to be put it out there. But when I started thinking about it and seeing how everybody else was capitalizing, plus reading and getting insight on things like Tech N9ne and hearing some of the literature and the knowledge that Batman was spitting, you got to really start taking heed to what's going on.
Yeah. Everything's constantly evolving. You know, right. You were talking about earlier.
You know what I was thinking, like, man, what am I doing wrong? What is going on? It's because when I catch up with the old schoolers, I'll be like, oh, okay. And I, yeah, she's like about 2 months late on that, homie. They don't even use that format no more. That's not even how they're doing things no more. So you got to get with this right here, and you got to do this right here. And I'm like, oh, snap. Just like phones, you can't walk inside a Starbucks right now where everything is popping and break out a flip phone. They'll be like, oh snap! Did this nigga just break out a flip? Oh snap! A dinosaur,
one of those big ass mobile
phones, one of them old pays by the joint.
Fucking weigh 10 pounds.
Oh yeah! They gonna be like, oh snap! He brought it back, son.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, man. You got it always evolving. This music is the same way, and I started staying in contact with my youngs. You know, to be on the curve of how they're doing things and what's moving. Certain things I can get with, certain things I can't. So,
yeah.
And there's definitely
a lot of shit I can't get with. But you gotta find what you can maneuver with, I guess. You know, and
I know when we was coming up. Cat Bobby's, but I don't see nothing that when we was doing like back in the days, like a Lee suit with a Kango hat, support me, and a fresh gazelle with some nice kicks. I don't see nothing wrong with that. That was grown man shit. But nowadays, like the skinny pedal pushers with the
Hercules skirts and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god! I was like, yo, and I be trying to be like, because I know I don't want to sound like the old one, like, oh, that bullshit they went, we would never wore. I don't want to sound like one of them, but I feel like that, like, that's, I would have never wore that. Kettle pushing, yeah. Son, you flooding. Them is not pedal pushers, you flooding. That shirt is too tight. That hat looks funny. Yo, fabrics is weird. So,
Your
fabrics is weird. The way you do, yeah, all that swag shit, probably not. I ain't knocking nobody, but that ain't my thing. I'm going to say
I'm out of place with all of that.
I'm going to say hip-hop b-boy, and that's the era where that's what you get. That's how I was programmed during them days. When I was hardwired in, at least the Adidas flat laces, Pumas flat laces, British Walkers, Wallabies, that guy. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that guy was 501. Yeah.
It's timeless.
I'm watching everybody rock what they rock, but I'm going to be in the cut with my black 501s on, like, fuck that.
Yeah, I can. It's gotten to the point where I gotta, you know, I can't even go and buy a pair of jeans, you know, anymore.
I just go right to the Levi's section. Where the Levi's at? And then I see what flavors they got.
That's about Levi's and Dickies. That's about it. The other shit, I don't know what the fuck it is. I picked up some garment. Man. Looked like it was going to run away from me. I don't know. It's crazy.
Man, and stay away from all that. You know, that's That's why they made Dickies. You can put them on with any kind of shirt. You can even go to church at Dickies if you put the right shirt on.
Yeah, Dickies is it could be a fucking uniform.
Put the right shoes on and the right shirt. Even put like a nice brim on before. And if you don't see a Dickie tag, you won't even know. It's not all that did. I did that. You on the way to church it over now? See, you on the way to college?
Hey.
Yeah, I did that.
It's all about being comfortable. I don't see how these motherfuckers
are comfortable doing you.
They can't even run.
I'm about to run back over here and finish handling a few other little things. Scott, I got some more joints for you, man, but let me still.
Oh yeah, we're gonna play Cry. We're gonna play that. But before you leave, X, give everybody if people want to get you and do shows and verses and all that, give them your info. Because if your album's coming out and you ain't got RBX on it, you might as well scrap that shit.
Yeah.
Let them know about it, X.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I really didn't want to put no pressure on nobody. But to be honest with you, I am going to run them back to the lab. A lot of heads. They're going to think this shit hot. And I'm going to let them get it mixed and mastered. And then I'm going to press play on them and let them know that all that they thought they was doing. Maybe not so much, but at the same time, I want everybody to strive, and I ain't gonna disrespect. So, if you need to get at me, I'm willing to work with all my heads. I'm universal. That is east, west, south, north. If you representing the craft well, and you ain't really bullshitting, and you really trying to get it, I'm really trying to help you get it. So, with that said, just get at the Artist Shield. You can get at Scott. Scott know how to get at me. Feel me? You can get at Scott. You can get at Artist Shield. You know, and it's spelled just like that, artistshield@gmail.com. And you can holler at them cats. You can also holler at Jazzy Management, because Jazzy be running around. He's not my manager per se, but he is management, because that's his position. So that's what he does. Plus, he's my homeboy. So if you get at him, he could make something happen, and we can handle the business paperwork wise, so we solid and thorough and that part right there. So or you could just go on Facebook and just get at me at Eric Miller. That's my code name, y'all. You feel me? Eric Miller on Facebook, and we just gonna go from there, and everything is everything.
Man, that's what's up. Hey, thanks for coming through, X. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, man.
Always good, great, Scott. You know we're going to be building this shit, because some of the shit you be flying through the network be crazy as hell.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
In a good way. With a major LOL behind it. So, listen, y'all stay up. One love. Everything is good. And I'm gone, y'all.
Definitely. This is RBX Cry. We'll be right back right here on the Murder Master Music Show. It's Friday the 13th, so you know we got some stuff from the 5 records. Friday the 13th. You superstitious, RBX?
No, man. Hell no. I got no.
They worried about Jason coming out to cut.
Nah,
Jason gets
shit
up. You're going to kill him, man.
Hey, Scott, you want me to hold on to that, to the end of Cry?
You want me to play that one?
Yeah, play that.
You want me to hold on to that one?
And then I'm a break out after that.
Okay, for sure. Here's all Cry right now. RBS.
All right.
With no shoes and never cut my feet. Even when boxing, never claim defeat. Sometimes outnumber, but never scream retreat. With my finger on the pulse of the street. Each beat beat is like a harp when it pitter patter. It's the 24th letter with the iller data. Putting pressure on your bumper pump, what's the matter? It's simple as squeeze. Lay down, bitch, please. No path like Thermopylae. That's why it's never six. Always seven in the Masons. Never help Nimrod get to heaven. Three alarm fire, he just burned the roof. No strike to match, it went up like poof. God came the devil when he come down with truth. I heard cuz got wet and just jumped off the roof. Damn.
But a man ain't supposed to cry, I gotta cry.
Smile now, cry later.
Nights
go!
But a man ain't supposed to cry, I gotta cry.
Rest in peace to all the dead homies. Some passed away, but some living. Except to win, so he's driven. They send no respect, so none given. Now that the ill fell overboard, like the boy stuck in overkill mode. Oh Lord, reminisce about my days back at death row. Stormy clouds refuse to let the sun glow. Itchy finger pull the trigger back slow. Bloody glove, they wonder where the gun go. Spaceship now shatter their glass ceiling. Give a fuck about how the clown's feeling. Futuristic with my linguistic. The ballistic shoots the statistic. Bet that I know been here for years. Never you bang out through blood, sweat, and tears like war.
That a man ain't supposed to cry, I gotta cry.
Smile now, cry later.
That a man ain't supposed to cry, I gotta cry.
Now, as things begin, they gon' always end. Once we put them in the dirt, it's gon' always hurt. But you refuse to call, cause you think you wrong. Stupid, you supposed to love them before they fall. Yet life goes on, you're gone newborn. New era emerged from the shit you spawn. And a cycle will spin, that you can bet. Sometimes there's no time to forgive and forget. So we stay on the grind, power refined. 10 toes in the lane when we push the line. Stick to the script, no time to act new. Judgment for the day of the things you do. Rest in peace, Uncle Junie June. I know you boogieing in heaven to a godly tune. And in the same breath to my cousin Gil. Cornbread and my Lord and Nathaniel Hill. Oh, damn.
That a man ain't supposed to cry, I gotta cry.
Sometimes I be moving so fast, and I was excited to actually hear my joint on the radio, just like everybody else. You feel me? Cause I be moving
so fast,
I don't even get to enjoy it. I do the shit, then I move on to the next thing. I don't have time to sit around and love songs. You see, that's what I do. It's like somebody who build houses. They build a house. They don't sit back and marvel at the house. They going back down the block to get another one done, and then another one done. But it's nice to come back and drive down the street and look at the house and be like, I did that. So that's why I like to thank you for putting it out there like that, because I just listened to you play it, and I did that. We did that shit. We did that.
We did that, too.
It's a team effort. So there probably will be a video because the song is getting a good look, you know. Everybody was like, that's what we've been talking about. And I'm like, well, I wasn't knowing. I'm thinking y'all was typing that. So I just fell back and let y'all just ride that way for a minute. But, you know, we kept that G shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, that's right there is the epitome, you know what I'm saying, of real fucking authentic music. You're not pulling any punches. You're giving them shit straight from the heart, and that's the way it's supposed. You're a musician. You're an artist. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate your artistic abilities, man. Real talk.
Right. But we just try to keep it real. Like, I mean, we got a whole bunch of imposter plastic. I don't know what they is androgynous gender vendors or whatever they doing it, but you know, I feel that we got a market for what we started, and I'm gonna stay sticking to what we did. I don't feel that I need to jump around and do nothing other than what I feel in my heart. And the two joints you just played is my lane. That's the kind of stuff I do. So now that the market is coming back around and heads that appreciate that kind of music, it brings me back into the fold. Not that I never left, but it's going to be real easy because I got a stockpile of that. Like, oh, what, you want to go this way? Boom. Oh, you need a weed song? Hold on. You know, I call them on A Squad. They need that weed song. Yeah, what, that one? Yeah, that one. Pow. The ammunition is ready. So, God, keep doing your thing. I'm going to keep doing mine. Everything is everything. Y'all got the message on the business. If we want to get active, y'all know what to do. Make a push them buttons, and we going to go.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely, man. You heard them, folks. Get at them.
That's what it is, y'all.
Flat X.
All right, one love.
Here, brother. Yeah, always a pleasure to have X on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Real humble individual. And he's serious about his shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and he always got hot ass music too, Prez. Like, it ain't like he just making some old bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all hear it. You know what I'm saying? The sound is still there.
Yeah, support it. When he drops the album, buy that shit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Don't just fucking, you know, you gotta be like, man, I gotta get this man's music. You know, we were talking
right
earlier. They put out this top 10 list, and it had, like, I think it had Drake on there, Macklemore, whoever the fuck. All these whack ass fucking people. This was on Entertainment
Billboard.
No, Billboard. Billboard.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking you have maybe the
who
top 10 sellers of all time. That's
right. Maybe
it'll be that it's the Billboard top 10
list.
Maybe they're going by the top
right
10 sellers and not lyrical ability. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you have a list like that, you got to have K-Reno in there. You got to have Nip. You got to have fucking Spice One. You got to have Esham. You got to have the DOC. You got to have, I mean, there's so many people. I mean, you and I can name 100 fuckers. Tretch. Cool.
There's a gang of motherfuckers left. Yeah, there was some cold
blowers.
So
many people are left out. And, Domi Jeff Phillips from Selecto Hits, he asked me to give him my top 10. And that's hard to do. That's hard to do, but I would give it a shot.
Because there's so many good ones. You know, and that's what's so great about it. You know what I'm saying? But they get lost when they always try to just group up the same. They're trying to group up the same fuckboy-ass motherfucking rappers. Like, and not to take nothing away from the motherfuckers that made the list. You know what I'm saying? But for real, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? There's some, you know, everybody's top 10 list is biased because your favorite's going to be different from everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So Billboard is probably a whole bunch of motherfuckers that's not even in tune with hip hop for real, and just making the list. Like, who the fuck made the list? Like,
who the fuck are these people? Like,
yeah,
I
Alex. It says Alex Gale. Alex Gale. Who the fuck is Alex Gale? I don't fucking know.
He was probably born in 1996. He's not even 20 years old yet, probably. But anyway, I picked Chuck D and Willie D because they made you feel what they were saying. They had these very fucking authentic, harsh voices. You know what I'm saying? Made you, I mean, you couldn't help but to feel them. Eazy-E and Ice-T.
Right, where's Scarface on this list? I'm looking at the list.
They always
here's
had
the list,
middle finger up towards authority.
Yeah, it's Notorious Big, number one, Jay-Z, number two, Eminem, Rakim.
Sorry, Biggie
Nas,
only had one album before
he
died.
Yeah, then Andre 3000, Lauryn Hill, Ghostface Killah, Kendrick Lamar, and Lil Wayne. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah. The fucking, okay, man. K-Reno, where's Lord Infamous? Where's Coop? You know, see, I kind of put Lord and Coop in the same. Either one of them could be in there. Both of them should be.
Like you said, where the fuck is K Reno at? Where the fuck is Scarface at?
K Reno is definitely a better lyricist than anybody on there. Probably the best lyricist got on there is probably the wackest overall.
Where the fuck is
Eminem?
Where the fuck is like an eight? Even like an eight
and
ball? What the fuck
K-Reno
is eight ball?
K Reno will slaughter Eminem immediately.
Yeah.
That dumb fucking idiot. The only one I respect, the main one I really respect on that list is Rakim. Of course, I agree he should be on there because from that era, from that 80s era, he's probably one of the most dominant rappers. You know what I'm saying? But when you're talking top 10, I mean, what has he really done in the last 20 years? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I ain't heard shit from him since what? Don't Sweat the Technique or whatever the fuck. I don't know. 1992 or something. A lot of these people, like Ghostface Killer, hell of a lyricist, obviously, but come on, really? Lauryn Hill?
Yeah.
Come on. You only got her on there because she won, like, fucking a dozen Grammys one time. Andre 3000? Really? Come on.
Right. And not to take that away from these
big boys
either. Because, like, you know, most people would be like, oh, y'all hate. We ain't hating. I'm not saying these people that's on the list ain't decent lyricists and shit like that, but where are they? You know, if you're going to say top 10,
bro, the ones that
you
are
left
better
out a gang of motherfuckers,
damn,
man.
Yeah.
This list is like
you
y'all just doing some shit together.
People.
I don't think there's nobody from the South on here, period. Nobody from the South. Like, come on.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Nobody at all. Well, you're the big boy, but I mean, come on. Where the fuck was Scarface or Willie D or E-Rock, the Fifth Ward Boys? You know, where the fuck was he at? One of the coldest fucking lyricists in the South. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't even mention him. Where was Master?
Right.
You know, like I said, Gangsta Nip, where the fuck was he? He should have been RBX. Jesus Christ, man. I mean,
right.
You know
what I'm saying?
There's so many people.
Right.
So many people. But, you know, it's Friday the 13th, and, you know, We got a track. Actually, it's Friday the 13th, Part 7, by Deified Records. You know what I'm saying?
Deified.
Go to their website or check them out, Reverb Nation. You know what I'm saying? Deified Records. DEIFIED Records. You know what I'm saying? Reverb Nation. Check them out. They sent me a song. Now, you know a lot of the ones that they had sent us, they had different artists, like they did one with Nip, they did one with Little Jack, I believe he was the last one. This one's
They network well, and they get their shit in.
Oh, yeah. You know, Relic, Killer, BKB. This one is featuring High C from Cincinnati, Seed of Six from Memphis, and Horograms from Australia. Now, Seed of Six, you know, that's local Dunn and a little infamous. We had them on the show, too. We were like the second people to interview them guys. They got an album coming out with Paul. And we tried to have Paul on the show. He's got a new album out called The Master of Evil. Skinny's heard it. I think Skinny might do a review on it, if I'm not mistaken. I wouldn't mind having him on the show again, see what it's like. But I heard he released that on Psychopathic Records. I'm wondering why. I mean, it's cool and everything, you know, if you want to network or whatever and branch out and do things with people. But why do you need Psychopathic when you got scale to
maybe they just threw him some money for it. You know what I'm saying?
The Mafia 6.
Yeah.
I never heard that. Maybe it was
just Paul be working, though. That's one thing I'll say about him. It seems like he always doing something.
Well,
you know
when he was on the show the last time, he was on the tour bus. We couldn't even, I think you might have understood five words he said through the whole show, but he was trying. He was trying to get a signal. I remember that was a crazy show right there.
Yeah.
You know, but we definitely got to have him back on the show. We're looking to have a lot of different people come on the show here in the future, trying to get Jizza of the Wu-Tang Clan. Speaking of the Wu-Tang Clan, we were talking about it, I believe, on KFYB or something, or the Church of Reality, one of the other shows. We were talking about there's like a series of murders that they're being questioned about. It's like, what the fuck? Did you hear about that?
I've seen it. I never clicked on it, but then I read the article when you sent it to me.
Yes, it's like an FBI report and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck's going on. A lot of crazy shit's happening. But it is Friday the 13th. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Relic, Relic Killer. Shout out to his son, BKB. Everybody at DFI Records, Cincinnati, Ohio. And we appreciate everybody for, continuing to support the show. Listen to us, UGSForLife.com. Saturday, you guys got KFYB, 9 p.m. Central. Since it's Friday, Thursday, I want to tell you guys a story. Last week, we called in to KFYB, and I was chopping it up with Six, and all of a sudden the UGS radio, I get this fucking message, and this guy, I forget what his name was, but it's just crazy. I'm not, you can't even make this shit up. The picture, it looked like a fucking lesion, like an AIDS sore or something, an open gaping wound, you know what I'm saying, like somebody split a nun down the middle, and that's the end result is what you got. But anyway, it was this nasty sore, and then next to it was a face, and it was like, when they have the effect where the face moves real fast, and it's blurry, you can't see it, that's what his face looked like, so I couldn't make out the face of the guy. And in the message, it said some shit like, I need Gangster Nip to help me with this wound because I bleed hot pink, like in the Nip song, And I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck is this shit? You know what I'm saying? This is the craziest. I mean, who the hell says it? I mean, send something like this to you, right? So, I shot him the number to the radio show and said, just call in. And the motherfucker called in and attempted to explain what he was talking about. And the guy was clearly out of his fucking head. Definitely, he wasn't all there. So, with that being said, we're out of here. We're going to leave you with this song, courtesy of DFI Records. This is Friday the 13th, Part 7, The New Blood, featuring IC from Cincinnati, Seat of Six from Memphis, Tennessee, Horrorgrams from Australia, three different spots around the world. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate when people actually get together and collab like that. So, it's good to see people doing stuff like that. And again, shout out to our guest, RBX, as well. Hell of a guy. Always good to have him on the show. And Sunday, I'm going to get into the song, folks. Just bear with me. I'm getting old and I'm fucking high and I'm, But Sunday, we got the Church of Reality. We're going to do a show on Monsanto. For those of you who don't know what that is, that's basically this company that's making all this fake food that most Americans and people around the world are eating. And this shit is literally made in laboratories. To give you an idea how fucking evil this company is, they were the same people that created Agent Orange. So we're going to have a whole panel full of people talking about this crap that I believe Hillary Clinton is pushing for. So if she does happen to get in the office, this company will be making all the food that we consume. But we're out of here.
Right.
This is Friday, Part 7. See you motherfuckers next week. UGSForLife.com. Remember, Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central. Same time on Sunday, KFYB and Church Reality. We'll see you guys next week here in the Murder Man.
UGS for Life, you bitches.
This is the one you've been waiting for. The one you've been asking for. The one you've been dying for. Jason is back. Friday the 13th, Part 7, The New Blood.
Now listen to me, I got more negative energy than synergy. I'm an old school fool, keeping it cool. I'm cooler than a cool girl. Cincinnati, Illuminati, swimming blood, I thought you knew. Reds and Bengals, red and black, orange and black. When we in the fucking batch and we on the attack, cause this is the exact equivalent of what would happen if Mike Patton, Marilyn Manson, and Rob the Zombie started rapping. Heads get cracked with a baseball bat. I can give you life or take it back. You see a black cat. craving laughter.
When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what?
When everything is dark and scary, no matter what, you're always staring. Don't spill the seltzer, you will pay. Don't ever scream or ever say your word. Guess what? It's Friday.
When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what?
And now, if I would have said it to me, automatic whip, pop. Your chopper ain't for show. Don't go down and book it. And now, nigga, why you looking? Hey, your brain's cooking, bitch. Snatch your fucking eyes out, bitch, and hand them to you. Here you go. Scarecrow, what it do? Scarecrow, what it do?
What it do?
You the only motherfucker that I know a shoot.
Ba-ba.
About the coup.
Ba-ba.
With the two. And I had a man that pussy had a 22.
When I say killer, you say what? 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 When I say killer, you say what?
There is nothing to really see until you know inside of me. Don't step on a crack, you'll break your back. If see a black cat, don't look back. Guess what? It's Friday, the 13th.
When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what?
I'll capture your back, attack your bag to his back, and we'll stand on the house. Smells me, your mama's ass, crack your runners in the back, and swing frozen grass in the backpack. Once you're pregnant, it's cracking, next, getting whiplash. I'm out tracking constant contact with many acts, decapitating, dunk his blood, increase with a better laugh. Like an old dick, you can't head him out, like taking things for life, but it's a fool, pissing on the pool, very fresh. I'm gonna rush for your reflex. I've had a panic attack, swing two dead kids. While the chips are not chunks, my chemicals attack my consciousness. In the realms of the rottenness, and I don't give a fuck, it's a fuck, it's the 13th, I've been in the first living humans with a black heat face with a beast. We teleport from main course, tuning the fetus out, stomach up a hell of sauce. Swap meat, made a breakfast, I walk and swap meat. Written on the seat in front of the city, none appeared, see, swap meat. In the chest of my natural home, with a dumb man and honest. Freaking a fucking closet when I appear to subtract the sense with honor. Because with a hate flow, the dead crime won't let me stop it. Yeah.
When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what?
When you know it's gonna happen, you will see it. Then something bad happens, then you know it. You wish you'd just forget about it if you could. But you do nothing about it when you should. But you don't care, nobody does. We don't care if anybody dies. Guess what? It's Friday, the 13th.
When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what?
How so many learning when the murder is occurring? It was Loco who had burned them, oh, it was me. When the body hits the furnace, no, it's worse than river currents. I advise you don't face out these degrees. I usually don't show remorse, but this time you picked up the choice, and that's my way of showing bitches sympathy. Judging from the injuries, I'll have to face judge injury. If I get locked, just injuries, there will be.
When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what?
So many things to see on Friday the 13th. Killers with blades and superstitious prodigies. A children of the damned, characters of the night. Born and raised by your weakness into a blackened mind. The mysterious number 13, unlucky for some. 13 steps into the darkness. Another victim chosen, with time will tell. The decision will be made, who will live or go to hell. If you fear all of the legends, careful looking this way. The fears and suspicions may just win this unlucky day.
When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what? When I say killer, you say what?
Friday the 13th, the deadliest day of the year.
Skinny motherfucker, hologram.